Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go gather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When it comes to pub quizzes and the such like, I have this terrible fear that the challenge will come: name the 12 apostles that Jesus chose. People will always expect those of us who wear dog collars to know the answers just like that. And I can thank you, Janet, for nodding. I can struggle through the first few, and then it all gets a bit hazy and a little bit uncertain. Apostles are those people first chosen to follow Jesus as he proclaimed in word and deed God's love to the world around him. Fortunately, we've got cheat notes this morning. It's there, printed in the order of service. But please read them, learn them, inwardly digest them. You never know, there may be a test next week. Or you might find yourself in a pub quiz and you'll be able to show off because you know the answer. As Father Wayne has already said, we're particularly privileged this morning to be joined by Archie and his family. Archie has come to us today to be baptized and to join that great crowd of people, followers of Jesus Christ, whose history goes back over 2,000 years. He joins a church whose founding members, among others, were those first 12 apostles. It was seeing those names written down and knowing I had to read out those names to you this morning that reminded me that on the day of baptism that we are called by name. Each one of us, with our own identity, our own personality, is called by name. Now, we all have our own weaknesses and our own strengths, our own hopes for the futures, our own successes and failures. We bring them with us this morning. But each one of us is equally called to follow in the steps of Jesus Christ, to follow the pattern of life and faith of those first apostles. each one of us is called to deepen our relationship with God and to display the fruits of that relationship in the world around us in the way we live. Each one of us, in our own way, is invited to experience the love of God, just as we are, just as who we are. We are called by name. And we're baptized by name. In former years, the old prayer book of 1662 instructed the priest to name that child, but babies were baptized within a day or two of being born, and it was giving them their name. Archie already has his name, and he has his identity, and he is a person in his own right. Even so, Archie will not be baptized in an anonymous kind of way. Father Wayne will say, "Archie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Each one of us who's been baptized is baptized by name as the individuals we are. And each one of us is grafted into the church to become part of that one great body of people called by God. We're known to God for who we are. He accepts us and loves us, strengthens and guides us for who we are. That was the first thing that struck me, that long list of names. But the second thing is the conjunction of Archie's baptism and today's reading, which featured Moses. Now, I'm hoping you all know the story of Moses and the bulrushes. Pharaoh's daughter rescuing him when he was launched out onto the River Nile. Moses' sister suggesting that she knew someone who could wet nurse him. You know all that story. So here's another pub question for you. What was the name, seeing as we're talking about names, what was the name of Moses' mum? Oh, thank you, Favour. You're a star. You are top of the class. Would you like a bonus point? What was the name of his dad? Round of applause, please. Come on. Favour, you are a star. Everybody looked absolutely blank apart from you, Favour. Thank you. Yeah, Jochebed is his mum. Amram is his dad. That's Moses' parents. Okay. You got that fixed, James? Jochebed. J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D. Okay, good. Well, talking of Amram and Jochebed, what hopes do you think they had for young Moses? What aspirations? What wishes did they have for their infant son? They lived in dangerous times. They'd kept their son hidden, protected from a murderous despot. And they had, in their desperation and their love, hatched a plan to launch him literally out into the world, into an unknown future, hoping it would be for his best. What did Amram and Jochebed feel when they pushed that little craft out into the river, into the unknown? What fears did they have? What hopes did they have? As they looked into the future, they could do little more than trust in God. This morning, I wonder if Charlotte and Phil have a similar experience, not pushing poor Archie out into the River Trent, but having hopes and dreams for his future in this crazy world in which we currently live. Any of us who have children, grandchildren, godchildren, only want the very best for them, of course. And we watch them grow, we watch them learn and try things out, and we have hopes and dreams for them. But who do we trust? Like Jochebed and Amram, we can only do what we think is right and good. Pray for our children, and then trust God for the rest. And that trust was not misplaced. I just love the words that the writer of our story puts in God's mouth. He says to Moses, "You have seen how I have borne you up on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. You shall be my treasured possession." Borne up on eagle's wings, brought to God himself, his treasured possession. Well, there is no doubt, I've seen evidence of it this morning, that Archie certainly is a treasured possession. And soon he will be baptized by name, reminding each one of us here this morning that we too have been called, each one of us by name, reminding each one of us here this morning that we too are born up on eagle's wings and that we too are God's treasured possession. Amen.